What a day. We opened our time by singing of the great lives that have come before us. For all the saints we sing. The sound of bells ringing in memory of those we have lost but still love. You know, there is an ancient tradition of ringing bells when someone dies. At one time, there was a belief that the ringing of the bell would carry a person's spirit into heaven. Or if you've ever watched It's a Wonderful Life, there's also the tradition that every time a bell rings, an angel gets their wings. Now, neither of those traditions fit with my theology of life, death, and the eternal, but I find the sentiments deeply appreciated. Because ringing bells draws our attention. The ringing breaks through the ordinary noise of life and invites us to turn our attention to something divine. And that is one of the gifts of this day, a day to turn our attention to those that have gone before us. We benefit from their lives every day. We carry forward their gifts and we build upon the foundations they have laid. And so it's only right that we take a day to celebrate their lives once again, to ring bells and light candles and sing songs of thanksgiving for who they were and for all they offered us and the world. What a day. As we find ourselves at the fount once again. You know, this is our 20th baptism this year. Gathering together, surrounded by beautiful life of all ages. Remembering that this water invites all of us to receive God's love. All people. A love our scriptures describes, the love of baptism, the love of God. Our scriptures describe it as so strong that nothing can separate us from it. For just as the ringing of bells breaks through the ordinary noise and invites us to turn our attention to something divine, so too the waters of baptism call us out of the ordinary and into the divine. What at first glance appears to be ordinary water, dipped by ordinary hands onto an ordinary head, it's transformed through God's grace into one of the most extraordinary moments we can celebrate together. As we recognize and symbolically cherish the love God already has for each and every person. See, suddenly there's nothing ordinary about it. As we celebrate God's perfect, infinite, and life-changing love for Jordan, a reminder that the same perfect, infinite, and life-changing love is offered to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, and to all of us. That's why I love having so many baptisms in our worship together. In each and every one of them, we are not only reminded, but reconnected and recommitted to receiving God's love, to living God's love, and to sharing God's love. Through the waters of baptism, we find ourselves connected with each and every person who has been graced by this symbol of love since Jesus first stepped into the river himself. The saints we celebrate, they too were loved by God. They too were surrounded by a community of people who said, "We will help you grow in God's love," just as they did us. We're connected through this water. We are connected to one another. We're connected to every life that we ring bells for, and we're connected to the names we read and speak aloud this day. And what a day as we celebrate and honor our saints. Everyday saints who did their best to live the love symbolized in that water. Those who, through their ups and downs, despite their imperfections, those who in their best moments became living examples to us of what a good life can look like. Now, in the Protestant tradition, instead of canonizing a select few individuals because of miracles and piety, we instead celebrate the role, the sacred nature, and the blessing of each and every life on All Saints' Day. We celebrate that God's love for and relationship with the saints in our lives, that love did not end when their life with us did. In fact, that same scripture that reminds us that nothing can separate us from God's love explicitly names this promise. Hear the words of Romans 8. Nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death, not life, not angels or rulers, not present things or future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, or anything that is created can separate us from the love of our Creator. And so we celebrate God's love for these saints of our lives, and we honor their legacy. We honor their contributions to our lives and to creating God's kingdom here on earth, which they did. They did their part in fulfilling that prayer. And as a part of our honoring, we consider how we are now bearers of their legacy. We now take our place in a long line of faithful people who ask the question, God, what do you want to do through me? God has done great things with those that came before us. God will do great things with those that come after us. Another reminder of baptism. But in this moment, in between those that have come and those that will, what might God be ready to do through us? What a monumental reality to consider. That the legacy of each and every saint we name, and not just the saints with books of the Bible or church denominations or holidays named after them. I mean, in addition to the saints Paul and Matthew, the saints Mary and Julian, in addition to the John Wesleys, Martin Luther Kings, and Cesar Chavez's, in addition to them, we also carry forward the legacy of every caring grandparent, every treasured friend, every loving spouse, every caring Sunday school teacher, every good neighbor. After all they have done, after all they have offered us in the world, history is culminating in this moment. And before we too become a name read aloud or a bell rung, which we all will, before that day, we are invited to make our contribution as we seek to live this love from which we cannot be separated. Now, there's no way we can do this alone, nor are we asked or expected to. And that's why today we also turn to this table of grace to be nourished not simply by bread and juice, but to be nourished by the unending, the enduring, and transforming love that binds us together as God's people. For just as we celebrate the communion of the saints, we also celebrate our communion with one another in this work. For we are in communion today. We're in community as we receive and share God's love, mercy, and peace. What a day. From bells to baptism, from the naming of saints to the gift of communion with one another and God. Today we celebrate all of these sacred moments and how they are connected. How we all are connected to those that have come before, to one another now, and most importantly, connected to God's love. For I am convinced that nothing can separate us from it. Amen.